My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few.
Delta Railway Station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
we are live at Pickle and Social. And this is where day two of our summer games is going to take place. We're excited to bring you day two. Mike, I don't know what the results are going to be, but I will say this. Yesterday, I was a little bit surprised at what went down. A big shout out again to all the folks up at Lake Lanier, Game Changer. Thank you guys for everything you did. Chef Tom was amazing. And today, we step into Pickle and Social, Mike, and man, I got to tell you, I just had a burger. The food is off the charts. The service here is great. And this is a cool layout, isn't it?
Man, it's great. And catching up with an old friend of ours, Carl's had to endure probably, you know, as long as I've known you, 10, 12, 15 now, 20 years of war stories about the old days of Buckhead and the Palm Restaurant. Lance, who one of my old running mates back in the day, he's part of the ownership group, as you mentioned earlier. So great hospitality here. And he gave us the tour. It's really great. And pickleball, as we talked about with Andy Randy, it's just huge. And everybody, man, from hip hop to grandma is into this right now. It kind of goes to all age groups. And if you're not as ambulatory, because your knees, like, okay, me, it's a fun game and everybody digs it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you like tennis, and there are a lot of folks who are making this transition as they get older, or Mike, they just can't do what they used to do. You don't have to run as much, but the competition is still at that level. So if you're not familiar with it, I would just tell you, come check this place out. There are going to be more locations. Mm-hmm. He's just talking about being up in Alpharetta and a couple more spots, Mike. They're around the country, but Pickle and Social is what it's called.
We are on the Cool Ray side. If you're coming north on 85 on Buford Drive, on the Cool Ray Stadium side of 85. How does that make sense?
It does.
So the other side would be like Mall of Georgia, so we're on that side. And it really is an amazing spot with great restaurants, things going up. There's so many of these around Metro Atlanta. You know, we talked about, you know, Avalon and things are going on, you know, the Square in Merritt. Every neighborhood's got their own thing. And now you got like three or four of these in Buford.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to come out and join us, you're more than welcome. We appreciate the folks who stopped by Game Changer yesterday. And tomorrow, by the way, just a quick preview, we will be at Margaritaville up at Lake Lanier. So,
hey, by the way, we're going shirtless tomorrow.
Yeah, because they told us we're going to be outside.
It's Friday, so Chris, get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's going to be tomorrow, day three of our competition. Today, by the way, board games. It's
right.
The big, oversized board games. And you guys, you've seen this stuff. If you're familiar
yes.
with it. But that's what the guys are going to be playing today. So I'm excited to see who our thinkers are. Come on, Joe Patrick.
Yeah, again, really kind of disappointed by my group's effort yesterday. Although, you know, as we said, it really was an art form. Just trying to throw in the – and to see a guy, our man, as we said, we don't, of all the guys out there, Dylan might not know how to do it. He literally stepped in like a savant. Boom.
He did.
Boom. I mean,
he
just
did.
Dropping bullseyes. Some of the photos are still up there at Put 'em Up C Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL, and at Dukes of Bell 929.
All right, man. Mike, last night did not get one with our Braves.
Charlie was hanging stuff last night, wasn't he?
Well, here's the deal. And you, he's had two starts in July, Mike. He's given up four home runs. So the start of the month of July for Charlie has not been what we've expected. And the long ball played a big part last night as we lose 7-5 against the D-backs. Now, we still got a chance to win this series tonight. That's what I'm hoping. But, again, we talk about this rotation. And if it's not Ronaldo and if it's not Chris Sale right now, you're kind of like, Freed again. I still love what he brings and what he's been doing. We'll see what he does tonight. First pitch is late again as they are continuing on the West Coast. But, Mike, this is one of those matchups where, you know, you get Ozuna to give you a homer. You scored five runs, and we couldn't get a stop, basically, or get these guys out when we needed to.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. That kid Suarez was really struggling at the plate last night. He couldn't buy himself a hit, and all of a sudden, boom, he goes yard. Tape measure shot, too, by the way, if you didn't see it.
Ooh, he hit that.
And then Ozuna with a big home run. The problem last night was Charlie Morton did not have his A game, but again, he did get into the seventh inning, 6-3. But, again, a lot of home runs. Pierce Johnson came in, couldn't do anything for you. And then Jimenez off of Ozuna tying you in the top of the ninth with the two-run jack. Okay, here we go. And then Joe Jimenez just gave it right back, and that's it. And it's game over, walk-off for the D-backs. So a little disconcerting. Like, bullpen's not going to be bulletproof, but still, last night, as a center, feel really good about making a run, can still win this series by taking it tonight.
Yeah, and the thing I'm going to take from last night, because I'm trying to take something from every game leading into the All-Star break, and hopefully it's stuff to build on. I'm going to take what Riley did last night, Mike. I mean, he had three hits. He looks more comfortable at the plate. Mm. I think, again, you know, it's easy to sit here and say he's coming on, but we talked to Grant about this, and I do feel like he's seeing the ball better.
His OPS is way over one now.
Yes.
I mean, so he's killing it. Grant was bringing it up yesterday. The last, I guess, 4 weeks to 5 weeks, he's really been seeing things away. But he was so abysmal, like Matt Olson had a slump. The average doesn't reflect it, but his OPS right now for like the last eight games shows it.
No doubt. Let's hear from Brian Snicker on the offense turning the corner. If the skipper feels this way, then we should be feeling this way because we've all been kind of skeptical about where this offense has been. Here's Brian Snicker.
It's kind of nice to see us coming back when we give up a lead and getting some big hits and stringing hits together, and kind of like the offense is starting to, you know, show a little signs of life, which is really good. I feel really good even when, you know, we could come back and tie and, you know, you feel like you got a chance that, you know, you just can't wait to get your guys back up there in games like that. And I think we're getting back to that feel again.
I hope so.
Only five guys left on base last night, for what it's worth. I know that the top of the lineup last night, it was Albies and Kelnick going 0-7. Arcia took an 0-4 last night. So, but the middle of the lineup is coming around.
Mike said it, bullpen faltered last night. Here's Snit talking about the bullpen, which has been really good. But he says you're going to have a few nights like this. You just can't, you know, everything can't be going wrong at the same time. You can't not hit. The bullpen's bad. Starting pitching's bad. That's when things start to really go, you know, astray from you. Here is Snit talking about the bullpen.
And we've been really good. That's, I think, the first time our bullpen's gave up a lead or something like that in a long, long, long time. So, I mean, those guys have been so rock solid. And say it's going to happen. I mean, it's just – those guys over there are really good, you know. So it just you know, you turn the page and, like I say, hopefully you get a lead tomorrow and get them back in there doing the same thing.
Stuff up in the zone. I mean, you know it. You say it all the time. Big league hitters going to hit that stuff. If you get it, and it was
Jimenez.
Three or four pitches that were just like looked like a volleyball on the replay. You know what I mean?
Well, the good news is, guys, again, they're scoring runs. And you go back and look at their average during this win streak, and even last night, again, you score five. You got to feel good about it. Find us on social media, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, and this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on every everything that's going on. Mike, I want you to hear Charlie Morton talking about last night. He said it stunk because, again, he felt like he let the team down. You mentioned it, though. 6 1/3 innings. Right. That's what I expect from him. I do expect him to go 6 or 7 innings at this point in the season, but he does not get the dub. Here's Charlie Morton.
Yeah, that felt pretty good. That 3-2 breaking ball, Suarez, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's clearly just sitting on it, outer half. The homer to Marte, just 2-0, sinker, middle. It stinks. Two pitches, and just like last time.
Two outs.
That's right.
You're this close to getting out of the inning, and unfortunately they couldn't get it done. Like, I mean, you and I have debated this. I'll ask you again. Do you think this is the final year for Charlie Morton in a Braves uniform?
Well, I keep saying that. The Braves continue to get him, believe it or not, on a discount, right? I mean, I know you say, well, he's making $20 million. It's a discounted rate when you consider what the going rate is for guys that have given you what Charlie Morton has. Go look at his overall numbers since he's been a Brave. He has been really good. And so I want to say, yeah, Mike, because dude's 40. But at some point, you have to think they're going to turn the page and give some of these young guys an opportunity. Right. Or, to your point, go pay for some more starters make this rotation better.
Go get a proven guy who's going to give you the innings and give you the wins. And a guy who maybe brings some velo, too. You know what I mean? But we got to continue to have some established guys as Ian Anderson tries to find his way, Smith, Schauffer, and everyone else, including Schwell and Bach, all the young guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Braves again in action tonight. We'll see what Free does. We are live at Pickle and Social, guys. It is part of our summer games as we continue to have some fun leading up to the big games that are going to happen overseas. You know what I'm talking about. And we will get a chance to talk to the guys once they get here. Team Bell, Team Dukes today. A couple guys change up. We've got different teams on different days. But today, the main thing is, Mike, you mentioned Day-Day. You're going to the bench. Right. Joe Patrick's going to be here today. Abe is out. And so it'll be Joe Patrick filling in. And I'm hoping that my guys can step their game up.
Yeah, man, I'm going with a guy. It's kind of like going to the bench. If I'm the Dodgers skipper, I'm Tommy Lasorda. I'm pulling up Manny Mota. I need a veteran who can step in and handle the pressure here at Pickle Social in Buford. It's called Pickle Social Gwinnett if you're looking to Google it. Yeah. But, again, it's a huge layout, and if you can't get here today, come out by the weekend. It's just another one of the great entertainment options that they've got up here. We'll be down the street when we're doing our Falcons coverage. But, man, I can't wait to swing up here, man, when the weather gets a little bit cooler. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, when we come back, we played a little bit yesterday of what Landry Fields had to say, our general manager for Atlanta Hawks. What we didn't play for you is what he said or didn't say about Trae Young. Wait until you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Game.
I couldn't figure out what was going on at first. And then Carl's having a conversation. We're only hearing the answers. We're only hearing the responses. And then I said, wait a minute. It's an election year. This has got to be a poll question. You had a pollster. You're talking to a pollster.
It was. It's happened to me a couple of different times throughout the last 10 years. And so I feel it's my civic duty to answer some of those questions because we all wonder if these polls are fake.
Right.
Right? Well, they're not. I don't know how accurate they are, but that's what was going on. And Mike was concerned I was talking about him. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Radio 92.9 The Game. Because I literally said to the person on the other line, to her question or his question, right. I said, he's an idiot.
And I'm like, wait, I'm right here.
Yeah.
And then you said, he's insane. Yeah. Again, I'm right here.
Yes, yes. And it was not about what you think it is, all right, by the way. So we are live at Pickle and Social, man.
Up here in Buford.
Yeah, Day-Day just showed up. Team Dukes is on the way. I know everybody wants to see what's going to happen today, day two. And maybe Team Bell ties things up, man. We're going to have to wait and see what happens with our board games today. Also, by the way, coming up next hour, and Mike, we continue as we've been going around the NFL. Today we're heading to D.C. J.P. Finley's going to join us, 106.7 The Fan, midday host. And we're going to talk about the Commanders, man. Listen, we're familiar with the coach. Hell, Mike and I did Dan Quinn's show for 5 years. Okay?
But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard with good people.
Yes, we'll ask Steve if he's gotten his badge into the brotherhood yet.
As a person, Dan Quinn, great dude.
Right.
Lost it here, though. And then got a great opportunity to go to the Cowboys, Mike.
And spun it into gold.
Yeah,
job.
And he's turned that into something. I want to see what the direction is. I want to see where they're going. I want to know what their personnel looks like. We know what they did at quarterback. But There are a lot of question marks about the Commanders.
And I just really like Jaden Daniels' game. I got to see him in person twice. And, you know, I think he's got something. And I think with Cliff Kingsbury, I think, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's an OC, I think, is the perfect fit. Maybe he's a head coach.
Yeah.
We're not privy to what went down behind the scenes in Arizona, but, you know, maybe there's two parts to blame. Maybe some on Kyler Murray's immaturity at the time.
True.
But this kid, I think, has got a rocket for an arm. If you could just find a way to channel when he's going to pick him up and put him down so he doesn't get killed like RG3 did, you know, some time ago in D.C., I think that's a team that can hit the ground running because they're deep. Defense, a lot of the pieces are in place on that squad.
No doubt. So that's going to happen coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll also fill you in on the latest stories as we are counting down to training camp on the 24th, guys, is when the Falcons report. And it's going to be an exciting time. I mean, listen, I've said this to you already. There are a lot of people around the country who are excited about seeing what this is going to look like. A lot of people think this team's going to take the jump. And we've heard this before, we felt it before, but I'm telling you, it's more than usual that it's been the last few years with the uncertainty at quarterback. I think everybody feels really good about what we've done. With that said, Mike, let's talk some hoops real quick, because yesterday we played a lot of sound bites from Landry Fields. He is the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks, and we're trying to fairly evaluate Landry Fields with the moves he's made. Are we happy? No. Do we think there were more moves to be made, and if the owner wanted to spend money, we could have done more? Yes.
Right.
But Mike, as he continues to answer questions about the team and where they're going and where he wants to go, some of this stuff, I feel like he's put his foot in his mouth a little bit. And I want you to hear what he was asked about yesterday, specifically the future of Trae Young. Here's the deal. You just traded DeJounte Murray. If anything, you should be committed to Trae Young and being here and saying, hey, we're absolutely building around him. There's no doubt he's going to be our guy. I just didn't get that sense. Mm. Here's Landry Fields talking about Trae.
I think we're in a good spot, you know, in terms of who will be on the roster and who won't. You know, like that's a question for another day.
Is it fair to say, though, that Trae Young will be on this roster?
We have a lot of value in Trae. We really do. We have a lot of value in DeJounte. Like, but this is those moments where you have to make those hard decisions. So, you know, from there on, we'll continue to build.
Now, why wouldn't you say just hell yeah, of course?
Yeah.
That's Allison, by the way, from Channel 2.
Yep.
Mastrangelo, asking the following follow-up question of, is it fair to say that Trae is going to be a part of this? And he said, we value DJ. You just traded him.
Yeah, and then why can't you just say we stand behind? I mean, give the fans – now, two ways of looking at this. Don't ever give yourself one of those declarations that you're going to have to die by.
Falcon for life.
You know, exactly. Arthur Blank with Julio. But you'd think he'd have a little more demonstrative faith in Trae to say, look, we had a hard decision to make, but we feel that, you know, Trae – suits our long-term vision of what this team needs to be, and we've got to put the pieces around him. Done. It's, you know, why, granted, I know I do this for a living, but why is it I can always answer these questions better than the guys? It's their job. Every time we have these conversations, I mean, it's like you and I were joking around yesterday with Mike Gundy with Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the adults don't really know what they're saying. I mean, it's just you leave yourself open for speculation. Well, oh, so now you're gonna blow it up next year and Trey's gone?
Well, I think the thing that fans want, at least I do, is I want to have confidence in knowing what direction we're headed in. That's it. Look, I know the team's going to change. I know you're going to change some personnel. I know some new guys will be in here. I get all of that. But I at least want confidence. I don't get any confidence, or play it again, from this soundbite of, hey, by the way, yeah, Trae's going to be a part of that future. Well, I mean, we have to make tough decisions. Give me some confidence.
I think we're in a good spot, you know, in terms of who will be on the roster and who won't. You know, like that's a question for another day.
Is it fair to say, though, that Trae Young will be on this roster?
We have a lot of value in Trae. We really do. We have a lot of value in DeJounte. Like, but this is those moments where you have to make those hard decisions. So, you know, from there on, we'll continue to build.
In what world are you in a good place with this roster? You can't replace DeJounte's scoring. You gave Vit Krejci a contract, and congratulations to that, Vit. But, you know, you got no scoring on this team. We'll see what Dyson Daniels is. I mean, defensively, yes, he'll be better than what's been out there. But, I mean, you're rolling out the same roster minus DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you feel. I don't know. I if you want to say there's phases to this, and this is the first phase. You know what I really wish you'd say? We thought that DeJounte was going to be a big piece. It didn't work out. You know, we thought it would make things flow in the half court for Trae, and it just for whatever reason it didn't pan out. Fans can accept that.
Well, here's my question though. Seriously, like, what's funny about that? That's a great follow-up question. Yeah. What's funny? Yeah. You know what was funny? It was awkward is what was funny. And he was like, oh, hell, now I got to answer this. And I can't say we're still trying to trade Trey, so right. I got to say something else. I don't know, fans. I'm just telling you, I want confidence in knowing, hey, the direction we're headed in, I feel better. I don't know if I feel good, but I feel better. And when the GM answers that about Trey yesterday, I was like, huh? Why not just say Trey's here? He's our guy. He's our star. We're building right. around him. That's it.
You know, next time we get a chance, I'd love to have somebody ask the question, why did you, was it just impossible to use the
Mike,
John?
You know what he's going to do. He's going to laugh just like this.
No, I just I'd love to know why we couldn't try to improve this team using that John Collins trade exception, which now swings over to become the DeJounte Murray trade exception, unless there's just $4 million less to use now this time around moving forward till the next calendar year until the end of June.
From my understanding, and again, not a capologist, just talk to people who are. It had to do with us being in that first apron, Mike, and all this
they're,
stuff.
They're just never going there.
And the ramifications of using it, I cannot tell you that they tried or didn't try. All I know is, to Mike's point, we didn't do anything with it.
Yeah. That's the end of the day. We thought, I mean, look, the perception is, as you said, it's just so confusing with the cap. It's so Byzantine to kind of navigate.
There he is. I'm sorry, Mike, to
and
interrupt
by the way,
you.
So, yeah, now Day-Day came in. Day-Day immediately, Joe came over here to kiss the captain's butt.
That's right.
My man went right over and examined the playing surface. Day-Day went right over there, and he looked over the Connect Four and see what it's all about.
Well, I thought Day-Day went into the air-conditioned area.
But he also did that. He also did that. It's extremely hot. We're in the shade. Our audience member, hello, audience member, he's also in the shade wearing a bucket hat.
Yes, he is.
We are outside. Nice breeze, though.
Oh, it feels good out here. They got fans. It's nice out here, man. We're covered. It's cool. But I'm sorry. I just had to say hello to Joe.
But Joe came in with a swagger.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe came in with that. It's the Joe Patrick swagger.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why, and again, his height and weight is undetermined because he likes to cause trouble, as they say on Andy Randy.
All right, Mike. I'm sorry. You were saying about Fields.
I just like, you just can't. I do think the audience, one thing we know about our audience, certainly Hawks fans that are part of our audience, they know their NBA. They know the players. They know the pieces.
They do.
They know what makes sense. I mean, thanks to the ESPN trade machine, everybody can be a pocket GM. But, I mean, the audience and the fan base really sometimes wants just honesty.
That's
just
it.
Say, look, we thought this could give us an edge. It didn't work. We're going in another direction. It's going to take some time to move some pieces on the board. But, again, but the one thing is the constant. When will you ever have this team in a possession where a wrestler says, okay,
I'm all in.
Open up the vault. Let's go. We'll spend some money.
I'm all in.
When does that happen? Does that happen in the next 3 years? Because at some point, Trey's going to say, get me. Thank you, Landry. Trey's going to say, get me the hell out of here. I want to go win some games.
Yes, he is. 404-726-0929. Mike's right. We know you guys know hoops. We talk about it all the time. We know you know what the feel is. And I'm just, these are things, these are those subtle things that bother me as a fan. Listen, I want the best for Landry. I want him to make the right decisions. I want our team to be better. I want us to have the best personnel as possible. All these things can be true. But the thing is, Mike's got it. He just tell us what's what, man. That's all we're asking. And give me a little bit of confidence. You know, I'll say this about the Falcons, and we're just a couple of weeks. Joe Patrick, right. by the way, for those of you who don't know, obviously he's going to participate today, but Joe's going to be up there. He covers the Falcons for us day in and day out. I don't even have to look at him when I say this. Raw has instilled confidence.
Correct.
As a fan, if you don't feel that right now, you're missing it. There is this thing that has happened where you go, okay, I know last year was a blank show.
Right.
But we have a confident group, and we are confident in what we know what we're doing. We're moving forward. I don't get that from the Hawks right now.
No, and by the way, how uncompelling sometimes is Quinn Snyder in some of these sound bites we get? I mean, are you trying to be the smartest guy in the room, or this is just your incredibly – it's so understated sometimes I feel like you have to put a mirror under your nose to make sure you're still breathing. So, I just as a fan, you just want something to hang your hat on. And look, if you guys feel this is childish or oversimplistic, I just think fans – a fan is short for fanatic because you want to have something to get emotionally excited about. There's nothing to be excited about this team in its present composition other than Trey Young is going to be healthy.
Yeah,
and Jalen Johnson hopefully will be healthy for the full year.
I totally agree with that. 404-726-0929. Jonathan Walker hits us up on social media. He says, fellas, I think Landry just told us we are rebuilding, but I think he also said Trey may be out of here.
Well, then why didn't you blow the whole thing up this year? See, that's the question. Why postpone the inevitable? You know, if you can't get free agents to come into play for Trey or the owner's not willing to pay for to come and play with Trey if they wanted to. Why don't you just blow the whole thing up and tie it off right now? I mean, it's like, seriously, this is what drives me crazy. Are we going to extend the mediocrity? Let's draw a line in the sand. Let's get to work the way Oklahoma City did. They saw where it was going and said, screw it.
They did.
And they got back in it.
Well, and they traded all those stars, and everybody said, oh, what are you doing? You guys won't ever be good. And they may have the best team
right.
in the league for a long time.
About as, I mean, look, it wasn't, yes, it wasn't great for a couple of years, but that's about as painless as you can have a delivery be, right? You want the baby without the birthing pains.
But Sam Presti knows what he's doing, Mike.
Right.
That's
correct.
Their GM knows what he's doing.
And
he's proven that.
We have a cabal running this team. Landry is the guy you hear in front of the microphone. We've got a bunch of folks purportedly, according to a published report in The Athletic, that there's a lot of voices in that room about some of these decisions.
All right, 404-726.
We want to build.
Mr. Yo, by the way, Mr. Yo hits us up, Mike. He says, well, I guess we don't want to get caught up in resulting. I guess we don't.
No.
Guess we don't.
That's it. Good point, Mr. Yo. pity the fool who feels we're here to win stuff. No.
All right, man. Coming up, we are going to hype up the games. Day two, we'll talk to Day-Day, Joe Patrick. They're here. Also, NFL Blitz is on the way. Have you been watching this this New York Giants?
Yeah, it's kind of without the players, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's all executive stuff.
Yeah, I mean, is that the worst thing? But it's not like the regular Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Something came out of an episode that we got to talk about.
People are talking about.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll get to that, and also we'll head to D.C. next hour. J.P. Finley's going to join us, 106.7 The Fan, talk about the Commanders. Yes, they are on our schedule. We'll get to all of that. We are live at Pickle and Social right here in Buford.
Dukes and Bell, we are live at Pickle and Social Gwinnett right here in Buford, baby. On the Coolray Field side, Carl of 85, if you're heading north this way. And the rest of our team is becoming assembled. These guys are battling traffic. Coming up from Midtown as Dukes and Bell is live here for 92.9 Summer Games.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to see what happens today. It's all about the oversized board games. Connect Four, Jenga. You guys have seen this stuff. I know it's big, like, you know, when you go on vacation or cruises and all that kind of stuff, and everybody's out there and everybody thinks they got game. So we're going to have some fun with this. Team Dukes, by the way, today, Joe Patrick, Abe is out, all right? So he's going to be a part of Team Dukes. Caleb is here as well. And, of course, Day-Day. Day-Day and Joe are on the mic. So, guys, first of all, welcome. Thank you guys for
thank
coming
you.
Out.
Yeah, thank
you. Ready to compete?
Yeah, I'm ready. Pre-game meals in me. You know, I got well hydrated.
Day-Day, I noticed you went immediately to the Connect Four to check out the equipment.
Yeah, I did. You know, I've been working on my Connect Four strategy. I think people underestimate what it takes to pull off a victory in that game. So I wanted to make sure that it was a good setup over there, that they had the proper amount of rows and columns.
Yeah.
He's right, you know.
I get you. No, man. I mean,
standard configurations.
Yes, we don't have to be like Yankee Stadium for an NYCFC match, you know. But yeah, man. So Day-Day taking on Joe and the gang. You heard what happened yesterday up there at the Game Changer at Lake Lanier Islands.
Yes, did you hear what happened yesterday?
Yeah. Not only did I hear. First of all, I look at the socials and I say, "Oh, cool! They got us some station jerseys for this." No, wait, those are matching pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. They bought in. You know, it's about buy-in. I texted everybody. I said, look, we got to look the part.
I said this because we know the guys who work the gate. They're big listeners who work the gate at Lake Lanier. I said, you ever think about you guys, two guys matching T-shirts rolling to Lake Lanier on a Wednesday afternoon?
Cute couple.
Just to take in the natural splendor.
And if you missed it yesterday, Abe and Dylan came in with the same shirt on, same shorts, as a matter of fact.
I wonder how that purchase went at the register.
Right.
And Abe was like an
Abe. Buying separate or?
Abe like a double extra husky, too.
All right, coming up today, and by the way, we'll just like yesterday, all right, if you're new to this, Summer Games has been going on. We're having some fun with this, guys. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we're back up at Lake Lanier, Margaritaville, and it's going to be cornhole.
There we go.
Tomorrow. So today, I mean, listen, I don't know how this thing shakes out. But I'm just hoping we have a good competition. It was good to win yesterday, but as Mike said, this thing's not over.
Correct. And by the way, I think we're also going to do, as I said, you know the old Matthew McConaughey thing that Matt Damon does the impression?
Yeah.
He used to go on Letterman. Be a good opportunity for us to take our shirts off tomorrow. We'll get up there at the lake because it's going to be Friday. So we're going to, it'll be weird. We'll have some fun. I don't want to see Abe with his shirt off. So maybe scratch that idea. Forget I ever said it. By the way, isn't this the coolest spread out here? What do you guys think?
It is really nice out here.
I've been over there to Cool Ray so many times. I've seen over here, but never drove up in here. This is awesome. And I walked around inside and set up. I mean, and then apparently they do concerts on Fridays.
They
free
do
concerts.
Yes, they even got a place for your dog. I mean, they got it's amazing. We're talking about Pickle and Social here in Buford. Yeah, indoor outdoor courts. Now, have you guys ever played pickleball?
No,
I have one time. Yeah,
I guess I've got Carl. We got to get into it. And what happened?
I mean, so I played once.
It was all right. I mean, it took a little getting used to. I was actually having fun by the end of it, I would say.
Okay.
I haven't played since,
it's
so
not,
I guess that tells
not
you a
hard,
little bit about
though. For those people
right.
who
right.
are
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not hard.
It's not a hard
biggest
thing.
Craze hitting America right now across the board demographically. Everybody's into this thing.
And by the way, if you get hit with the ball, don't hurt, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just letting you guys know. What about there, Dukes? No, even there, it doesn't hurt, okay? But we're going to have a good time out here, man. I'm glad you guys came out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. We'll fill you in on all the results and what's going on with these guys.
Were you good at board games as kids?
Yes. Competitive, too. Yeah. It was a competitive family board game setting.
Right. We still do. When my daughter was young, she quit on you. I don't know if you guys ever dealt with somebody like that.
Okay,
where they're losing.
The rage quit.
Where they're losing.
The rage quit.
Yeah, and to your point about Connect Four, like, when she could see she was about to lose, it just quit. And I'm like, you can't quit.
Throw the board up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, you know, I'm sorry. And I'd send her back, and I'd have, like, two steps to go. She just throw the board away. So
we've talked about this. My cousins, because, you know, Carl, my cousins would come to our house for Christmas out on Long Island, and my cousin Jen, but my mom and her, my aunt, were both school teachers, so super competitive. Jen's reading, is Michael reading, you know, at age 4. Well, Jen's doing this, and so about age 10, I kind of caught up to her, because women, girls develop faster than guys.
Yeah.
So then we'd play board games, and we'd play Battleship. So she'd be like, E5, and I'd be like, miss.
You know, cheating.
G4. Miss. Yeah. And she, finally, after we're like 13, three Christmases come and go, finally go, I'm moving the ships, you idiot. Yes, I'm cheating. This is the old analog version.
It's mathematically impossible.
Anyway.
And by the way, I don't know, and Dady, I know you have, you know, your kids are not, they're not super small, but like growing up, in my family, we would have those 3-day Monopoly games.
Yeah,
where you play all day, and then you'd be like, nobody touched the board.
Leave it exactly.
Right?
Leave your money
to,
where it's
and
at.
We'd have to go to bed, and we'd get up the next day, and I'm like, Mom, who touched the board? It was crazy.
Did you ever get to really put the real estate, you know, on the boardwalk? I mean, really put it together? Park Avenue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We've been there.
Yeah,
When you say rent, you have to ask rent, please, when someone lands on your side, and that just starts annoying people so much. Yes. But if you don't ask for it, then you don't get paid, you know. So it's
I was a slumlord. I had places on Baltic Avenue.
That was my brother's strategy. He tried to buy everything
that was cheap.
That's what you do.
Yeah. He's like, I don't care about Boardwalk. Park Place. Who cares about Park Place?
Hey, man, while we got the guys here, because Joe's up at Falcons real quick, we're going to talk more about the Falcons. While we got you here, and you are a Falcon insider, you believe in this pass rush? Where's this pass rush coming from this year?
I am actually down on it relative to, I think, what people's hopes for it are. Like, with guys like Arnold Epikady specifically, I think a lot of people are looking to him to kind of make the difference, be that impact pass rusher that's that speed guy off the edge that tackles are afraid of. But I'm not there with him yet. I know people are excited about him because some of the underlying numbers are there, and I just want to see it on a broader level where he's playing like every snap and being able to be that productive. Because when he was coming in last year, it was a lot of advantageous situations for him to rush the passer. Yeah. So, but the one thing that does give me some optimism is what Raheem Morris did with that Rams defense last year, where he was able to use a lot of young pieces, guys who maybe not be the most talented defensive linemen in the world or defensive players in the world, and he made it work. And I think that that's really the gambit that this team is making right now with all the moves they made on the offensive side of the ball. I think they're going to really lean on Raheem Morris and getting him and obviously Jimmy Lake as the defensive coordinator to get some of these guys to kind of play up to their ability. And it's a lot of guys that we have expected to produce at this point in their career that haven't gotten there yet. Now, it's for different reasons. Arnold Epikady is one of those guys. Troy Anderson obviously missed the majority of last year, is another one of those guys. But these are pretty substantial draft capital guys that this team hasn't really gotten a ton of production out of, and I think that's going to be the kind of task for Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake is to finally get that production out of those guys.
And then Day-Day, what's up with Steak and the sloppy studio conditions? Can't you oversee that? Can't you rein him in, man?
Yeah, you know, listen, guys, I will apologize on behalf of Steak for that. Listen, it was a great situation. His daughter, obviously, you know, when the kids
the
come
baby
in,
selfie.
You get, you know, the kids come in and it kind of blinds you a little bit. Also, the crumbs kind of weren't seen anymore. So I will apologize.
It was a surprise visit.
It was a surprise visit.
Barry
Bagels. He had no idea. So I'll apologize on behalf of him. He was so,
overcome
the tears. Like, it was
overcrumb.
Just, you could see.
Overcrumb.
You can say that again.
For those who didn't hear this debacle earlier in the week, Carl comes into his position in the studio, and it's just covered with poppy seeds and sesame seeds. It looked like there was an everything bagel shootout.
A real smear went down there.
Yes, it was disgusting.
Is what it was.
So I'll take that one for steak. Don't lay into him too hard. On
yeah,
that
man. Look, it was his birthday. You know, we don't care. It's not your birthday. But I just wanted to know who was responsible. That's all, you know. But I get it, man. I'll give him a pass. Mm. But he was listening that day, and right. I think he texted Mike, and I'm sorry.
It was for my daughter.
Well, believe it or not, a listener pointed out that he actually apologized 2 days in a row.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yes,
oh, wow.
Unheard of.
Yes.
Unheard of.
Well, steak, you know what? Kaiser's on you. Thank you. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Day-Day, man. Appreciate you being here as well.
Appreciate it.
You ready for high school football? I know you're big into high school football, man.
Definitely looking forward to it. I mean, Corky Kell Classic kicks things off, of course, that week of, I believe it's August 12th.
Yeah.
So that'll be here before we know it. Wow. And, you know, that means Sam Crenshaw, Coach Chris Parker, Friday nights.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
High school scoreboard show. I've already had a chance to go out and see some teams. And shout out to Coach Eric Williams, head coach for the Maynard Jackson Jaguars. He loves the station.
Awesome.
It's funny. So many coaches know me as Damien. He didn't realize I was Day-Day. So I'm talking to him. He's like, "You're Day-Day?" So, you know, shout out to Coach Williams, man. Love that guy. But he loves the station. Gave a shout out to all of you guys,
cool.
man. And so showed a lot of love. So, yeah, hey, man.
And right down the street and over, man, it's literally like a college. Yeah, it's like a professional program. Yeah. Buford just going to keep Buforting?
Of course.
Yeah, in a minute, they're just going to start playing Texas teams because that's how they're trying to act. Like.
You see the new stadium they're trying
that's
to build over
that's
there?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I don't even want to tell you guys, like, again – for me, I have a skewed view because
you've seen this
in Texas.
Yeah. Right.
They're 25,000, 30,000 seat stadiums for high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when people see that, it's like, but Buford, yeah, man, they're building this new facility.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
unbelievable.
But I love that campus, though, because it's one of the rare campuses where almost every sport has their own facility.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. But to your point, Mike, I think, listen, and they reclassified.
Yeah.
That's another thing we'll be talking about with schools moving in, you know, and some in out of 6A, 5A, and the 7A, whatever. But it's going
to
be a fun high school season, man. All right, fellas, appreciate you as always.
Looking
We're going
to
get toward get moving towards the games. We're going
to
give you guys some practice time and all that. We'll get the judges here. Is Commissioner Conte on the way? Is he coming today? Do we know?
I think he should be here today.
Okay.
I think it was Friday he wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
Be.
I think you're right.
We got some traveling in 85. Shocking. But Big Bo, Cajun Bo, is en route, your teammate.
Yeah. He'll
and be hopefully we will I mean, again, this is a game of
he's
skill.
He's fired up, by the way.
And guile.
He is fired up. I was talking to him earlier when
he's
I was on
fired
the
up. He's hot. He is.
Bo and I are going to kind of be like, and I hate to use Charlie Morton in this situation, but we're going to kind of be the Charlie Morton and Chris Sell of this thing,
okay.
man.
All right, man.
Old guys coming in, shutting it down.
Right on.
Fair enough.
We'll nobody wants to lose to anything in Abe. Abe, you don't lose to Abe.
That's true.
I think that's why. I think our Bo had some edge today.
I think he's a little bit hot. All right, man. We got a lot more to get to. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate all the comments about Landry Fields and the comments he made. Again, that was from his presser as the Hawks get ready for summer league. And he was talking about all the moves and the changes. And then when he was asked in a follow-up question by Allison from Channel 2, you know, about Trey being here, yeah, he was just kind of nonchalant, Mike. And I think a lot of people feel the same way we do. Clarity. I'm looking for some clarity.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you don't have the answer, then don't say anything. You know, just you know, that's the thing. Even when he tries to be evasive, he still kind of steps into it. You know, that's one thing you've noticed with Landry. Mm-hmm. Just say, look, hey, man, I said it earlier. We tried, we thought the option here with DeJounte was going to get us to another level. It didn't work, okay? We made a mistake, and now we're regrouping. Fans can accept that. But how is that regrouping process going to work? Are you just telling me it's going to be fair to Midland for another 2 years?
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get in the cap? Are we ever going to be in a position where the team feels it can actually justify spending the money to get out of this play-in rut? Because eventually the fans will start to tune it out, Trey or no Trey.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to get our blitz into the NFL blitz and get you caught up. By the way, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. We are live again at Pickle and Social. Buford, guys, right here. And Day-Day said it. Mike said it. Cool Ray Fields right here. It literally is.
So, we're on the northbound right exit, first exit. If you live in Buford, you know, to come go under 70, 85. But we're right over here, man. It is an amazing layout, Carl.
All right, guys. Coming up, NFL Blitz. We'll head to D.C. as well as we continue our conversations with guys covering teams we're going to see take on our Falcons. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.